Halos and Jays at Rogers Center. Inauspicious start to this game by Jay Happ. They're loaded in the second with two outs. Happ facing the reigning MVP, Mike Trout.
Runners take off again. 3-2, and he walked up. 2-0 Angels. Third walk of the inning. Angel Hernandez kind of staring out at Jay Happ. Jay Happ,
well, he might be thrown out of this game. You can never argue a ball on a strike.
He's told Gibbons twice now to go back to the dugout.
Yeah, he's going to be thrown out here if you don't get back quickly.
Here's the first one here to Trout. That's grounded deep in the hole. It's short and through into left field. Going into third, being waved home is Maldonado. The throw is late. He'll score. Trout has another RBI, this time on a single.
And Maldonado, they're in the mail home, able to score from second base.
Here's the pitch. This is bounced by the mound, out behind second. Simmons has it, flips the second to Coward in time, and out is Russell Martin, and the inning is over. Two outs, Angels up 5-1. And the next delivery, that's a shot that's well hit into left field, and you can kiss it goodbye. Out of here, two-run homer for Crone.
Halo snap a three-game skid. They beat the Blue Jays 7-2. Parker Bridwell, the story, improving to 5-1 on the season after turning in 7 1/3 quality innings, allowing just one run off three hits with four Ks. Here's A's skipper Mike Scioscia after the win.
He's doing what he's done in games. He's been very successful. He's had one rough game against Seattle where he wasn't hitting his spots, but pretty much every time out, he's pitching his game and letting other hitters try to adjust to him. He's using all of his stuff, keeping him off balance, and did a good job tonight, obviously.
Is it more impressive as he's been in the league a little longer, people have looked at him, and he's still as effective?
I think second time around is what's going to be telling. You know, he did a good job against the Red Sox, both times. As hitters start to see a pitcher more, that cat and mouse game begins, and he'll make some adjustments. But I think he's been very, very consistent with the stuff, and got a little tired in the eighth. I think it was a long inning, and his first couple pitches weren't quite as crisp. Got Pilar to fly out, but he was getting a little tired.
Your guys' seventh or eighth lengthened, were you reconsidering even not bringing him out to the DH because of how long it seemed to take?
I'm not bringing him out.
Yeah.
Well, he said he felt great. His warm-ups, first couple were a little short, just getting loose, but finished his warm-up strong. And I think his stuff picked up a little better as he got to the second hitter, but there was no doubt that he was losing a little bit of his edge.
What have you seen from Coward this week?
I think Caleb is feeling very comfortable. Got a big hit right-handed early, for the first run, and then the double left-handed. He's made some nice plays at second too. We played really good defense tonight that helped us. I guess that's really
how's his play at second been over the whole week?
Well, you see his athleticism show up. There's still some, there's little things about his footwork that he's going to continue to grow with, but he's moving very well and turning the double play well.
Parker Bridwell was brilliant, tossing 7 1/3 solid innings, picking up his fifth win of the year Friday night in Toronto. Here's Bridwell after the game.
Yeah, just like you said, filling the zone up and sticking to, my strengths and doing what I've been doing. Commanding the fastball is where it starts for me.
And that felt like,
Yeah, commanding the fastball is where it started for me, and if I can do that, then everything else will be good for me, so.
Moments like this, how much do you treasure? A guy like Albert Pujols coming out here and giving you the last blessing with that nice shower.
Yeah, that stuff I'll never forget. It's cool to be a part of this right now. And I just look to continue this success and keep my team in the game when it's my turn to throw in the rotation. So it's fun. I just continue to work and do my thing and my routine and stick to my game.
Beyond routines in your game, how much attention are you paying to scouting, either just what you need to do or the opponent you're facing, considering that you face some guys with some big names?
I've watched baseball for a while, and it's the guys that I grew up watching, that kind of opened my eyes, like, I'm really facing this guy right now. It's still like that for me, but yeah, just kind of picking up certain things in people's swings, and it always helps to have, Maldi behind the plate and also Gratterall when he's back there. So, if with the defense behind me, if I could throw strikes, I think I'll keep my team in the game for the most part.
They're counting on that now. Tough series in Cleveland. how much were you thriving on taking the ball today, knowing that perhaps getting an early lead was going to be important for you?
Yeah, of course. You know, I always want the ball no matter what. And, you know, coming off of three losses in Cleveland, you know, I want that ball. You know, I want to see if I can turn this around and see if I can keep my team in the game. And luckily, I was able to do that today.
Caleb Cowart recorded his first career three-hit game in Friday's win in Toronto. Here's Cowart after the win.
Now, Anderson helps me the whole time. And, you know, he's just helping me with my ground balls every day, and things are going well.
Playing behind a guy like Parker Bridwell, who pitches so quickly, works very fast, what's that like for you?
It's awesome. You see what everybody does. Everybody makes great plays, and that's just the way it goes.
Finally, heading into the final two games of this series, what's the mindset? Obviously, you guys want to stay positive, but what are you guys looking to do?
Yeah, you know, just win some ball games. You know, we're not out of this thing, and we're going in every day, and this is a team that always grinds till the end, so that's what we're going to do.
It'll be Yusmeiro Petit on the mound for the Halos Saturday as this series continues at Rogers Center.